Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello everybody, welcome to the Liverpool Instant Match Reaction. My name is Ben Kelly, joining me is Bailey. Liverpool just beaten Southampton 3-1 at St Mary's to go back to the top of the Premier League. Man City, of course, do have that game in hand, but that is such a big hurdle. The last two games have been such big hurdles to manage. We saw that game out really well tonight. We're going to just jump straight into it. We're filming the final words straight after this, so we're going to try and keep this as short as possible. But Bailey, let's just start. I mean, obviously, they started really well.
They did.
And we didn't. Mm-hmm. And obviously, Long gets the goal after 9 minutes. And Southampton, you know, they seem to be outplaying us a little bit. You know, with they set up really well. They were putting a lot of good stuff together. It was quite a surprise.
Yeah, no, definitely. I thought I was getting shades of Napoli away, sort of at the start of that game. That was
especially in the purple kit.
Yeah. God, yeah. But that sort of the inability to string and get some successful passes together, just looking under pressure when in reality we shouldn't have been. But credit to Southampton, I think that might be the best sort of lower 14 team performance that I've seen, sort of especially in that first sort of half an hour, and there was dribs and drabs throughout the game. But really, really credit to them. It was a really well worked goal from them. You know, you could say the defenders could do better, but it was a really nice flick on, and then Shane Long finishes it pretty excellently compared to
what we know of Shane Long.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, they overloaded us a bit at the back post, didn't they?
Yeah.
I think it was a surprise, and it wasn't the way they played. I mean, you know, they're down there, but the form since Hasenhüttl's arrived has been very good. They've obviously beaten Spurs, beaten Arsenal at St Mary's as well.
Burnley.
But yeah, exactly. So they're a good side. Let's just talk about the team, because obviously it was the midfield that we all kind of wanted in Wijnaldum, Fabinho and Keita. But other than Keita getting the equaliser, and so it didn't really deliver, did it? Do you not think?
No, I agree. And this big shot for me was Fabinho. I thought at times he looked a bit out of place. Yeah. And I think that, you know, what we hail him so much for is being able to break up play, make those crunching passes, be able to pass forward really accurately. But when we brought on Henderson and James Milner towards the end of the game, I think they were massive difference makers. You know, these players that we're supposedly replacing with Fabinho and Naby Keita, these old heads, these sort of guys that are surplus to requirements with these new guys, have come in and really stated a claim as to why that they're constantly being picked by Klopp sort of week in, week out.
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's why, you know, we always get confused really when Fabinho's left out.
Yeah.
But maybe he is just still adapting. Obviously, at the beginning of the season, he wasn't in the team a lot. And we're all wondering why. And I suppose even though the majority of what we've seen of him post Christmas has been excellent.
Yeah.
But I suppose, you know, it's still his debut season. Yeah. He's still feeding his way into the side. Maybe obviously Klopp just sees so much more of him than we do. He'll have better games than today. But you know, today was obviously one of those.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the goal. And obviously, because Naby equalises, you can see the relief on his face, bless him. He's like, he's just so happy to get that goal.
Yeah.
Prior to that, we didn't really create loads. We were knocking the door a little bit, I'd say, you know, 10-15 minutes prior to the goal. You know, we sort of felt our way into the game.
Yeah.
Really good to see him get a goal, wasn't it?
Oh, mate, I squeezed.
And it was offside.
Yeah.
Sorry.
What can you do? Hey, James Milner. Yeah. But I think I tweeted straight after the game, I think all three of our goal scorers tonight really deserved that goal in their own individual right. You know, the Henderson hate camp that are saying, oh, why is Fabinho not playing over him? Naby Keita, obviously, it was only yesterday that sort of Statman Dave comes out and says Scott McTominay has got more goals than Naby Keita has, and he cost £40 million less. And then, of course, you've got, who's the other player that scored?
De Bruyne. De Bruyne scored. Oh,
De Bruyne? As in for Liverpool?
For Liverpool. Oh,
Keita,
Henderson and Matt Salah.
Today. Salah, exactly. Yeah. Of course, Mr. Bo Salah gets his 50th goal, which is
mental. And, you know, fair play to him. And what I love the most about that is, you know, even though it's been so long, and obviously the Spurs goal didn't go down in his name, you know, so it's gone on a week longer, this goal drought.
Yeah.
But he's just so calm and cool all the time. He takes off his shirt. He knows how good he is.
Yeah.
He's got every bit of self-confidence he did last season.
Yeah.
And he knows that this Liverpool fan base and the fans in front of him fucking love him.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about him so much. He cares about us, and he knows we care about him. And obviously it's a two-way street, and he takes that shirt off and he's just like, yeah, I know.
I know I'm boss.
It's fine.
And it's not that sort of collapse to the floor in relief, sort of like, oh my God, thank God that's
Everybody
over.
Relax.
Yeah, it was take the shirt off, square his shoulders up to the fans and say, I am the shit. Like, I am the reason why I was in the Ballon d'Or nominations last season. I am the reason why I was in the PFA Team of the Year. I am that good. Okay, it may have taken me a little while, but all great goal scorers have little droughts. And I think that the way that he takes that goal is brilliant. I mean, we were all screaming, pass the ball, pass to Bobby, the pass is on. And the way he finishes that, it just shuts everybody up.
It's absolutely world class. Yeah. It really is special. You know, obviously, he gets it pretty much midway in our own half.
Yeah.
And then I was shouting pass because I was picturing the chance that was similar last week against Spurs, where he could have slipped it into Mane.
Yep.
And I'm thinking, oh my God, if he does that again and we don't win, you know, it's one of them where, you know, you really begin to sort of analyse that he needs to be passing more. But obviously, if he's starting to prove that he's getting a bit of swagger back and a bit of confidence, I mean, that goal, the way I thought of taking a deflection at first, it was that good.
Because
the curl he's got on it to then just bounce the inside of the post and go in. No keeper in the world. It's exactly.
And it's exactly what you need in a game like that, and especially for the last five games of the season. You know, we've got next Premier games against Chelsea.
Yeah.
Massive, massive game, and you need all of your forwards to be firing. You need all of them to come up with the best of the best that they can give, and Mo Salah did exactly that tonight. He didn't shy away from it. You know, at half time people were saying, "Oh, he looks weak. He doesn't look as confident as he does." And as I've been saying for the last month, 6 weeks, that is the Mo Salah performance. That is the Mo Salah full stop to the rhetoric that is Mo Salah's a one season wonder. Mo Salah is blah blah blah. He's nowhere near Aguero's level. All this stuff. It stops there. That it stops. Like, that is Mo Salah put into the haters, put into everybody that's doubted him. I'm back.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, we then get the third through Henderson. It was a funny one because I think Sky were like showing a replay, and then suddenly Firmino had it, and we were saying, "Oh right, okay."
Yeah.
But how nice was it to have a two-goal cushion for that last 5 minutes? Because it would have been scrappy. Southampton would have gone route one, and it would have been, you know, back to the wall for the last 5 minutes. It makes a change, actually, to be a bit more control than we've probably been used to over the last few weeks.
Yeah, used to from the last game, I mean. I mean, Spurs was nail-biting right to the finish.
Exactly,
and you get to enjoy that for 2 minutes before the final whistle goes. That was a full... Jordan Henderson scores it, of all people.
Yeah.
A really, really nice take and finish. Excellent layoff from Bobby, and it's like... Oh, if we have to do this, I mean, we said it against Spurs. This is six more times and I can't take it. But you know what? That's
you'd
football.
Take six more.
I'd take six more of them every day
more,
of the week.
Five more now.
Five more every day of the week, because that's football. That's what we watch football for. That's why we start channels like the Redmen TV, because we want to showcase to the world the joy that sort of football brings. And I think that was. It was lovely for fans and for Jordan Henderson. I'm really, really happy he got the goal.
You could see it on his face.
It really meant
absolutely.
Loads to
him. That's his first goal since the Chelsea banger at Stamford Bridge.
It's that long ago.
And you just know that he's missed it. You know what I mean? I think. He scored at Leicester last season. That was the last time. I think, but
he's a man that doesn't score a lot of goals.
He doesn't score a lot. Look, we'll wrap it up there. Cause as I say, we're about to fill the final word.
It's going to be a good one.
It's 10 past 10 now. We're going to be here until the early knockings of the morning, but we don't care because Liverpool won 3-1 away at Southampton. Like the video, subscribe to the channel, leave us a comment on your thoughts on the game down below. And go over to theredmentv.com and check out the final word show that we're about to film. Thanks for watching, everyone. Thanks, Bailey, for your thoughts. And we'll see you next time. 5 games to go, everybody. Ta-ra.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.